This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
And good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball here on WESB Sports. Tonight, your Bradford Owls take on the Warren Dragons. My name's James Patrick. I'm here with Poor Gav, and it's a beautiful night for basketball. What do you think about tonight's game, Gav?
It's going to be a good one. You know, we've already played Warren once. They do like to get out and run, so hopefully we can stop that and, you know, keep it a competitive game and pull out a win here at home tonight.
That would be nice. The Owls are coming off a tough defeat in St. Mary's. Really an evenly matched game, but St. Mary's really took over the boards, and we couldn't get anything. And then they hit their free throws down the stretch, salted away a five-point victory. The Owls are currently 4-8 on the season, and it's been up and down. It's been up and down. 1-1 in D9 league play with that loss to St. Mary's. We'll get back to league play on Friday night, but until then, we got a 9-10, District 9-10 crossover matchup. What do you got on Warren, Devin?
This year they are 5-3. They, like I said, they already beat the Owls once down in Warren. However, though, they may be a little rusty tonight. This is the first game since the DeServo tournament where they were 0-2, I believe. I know they lost to Salamanca in a hard-fought game, and then the next day they lost in overtime. So they could be rusty. That is a long layoff. Especially when you during this Christmas time, the players are on break, so you just kind of practice and then you go back to school and the days kind of drag for them. It certainly did for me when I played. So, and then you get on the bus, you come here, it could certainly be a rusty day for them. Well, and hopefully that's the case for the Owls.
We could use a rusty day for Warren tonight. Okay, players are getting last minute instructions from their coaches. We are going to break for the national anthem, and we'll get back with you momentarily. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is James Patrick alongside Poor Gav, and we got Igor back in the studio tonight. We're here at the Owl's Nest in Bradford for a crossover District 9, District 10 matchup between the Bradford Owls and the Warren Dragons. Gavin, why don't you give us the starting lineups?
All right, so for the visiting Warren Dragons, starting is number 0, Parks Ordway, number 3, Brady Burdine, number 10, Tommy Nyquist, number 21, Owen Becker, and number 23, Braylon Barnes. And for your Owls tonight, number 1, Adam Ward, number 10, Jake Franz, number 12, Brendan Warner, number 21, Chase Weinberg, and number 35, A.J. Gleason.
Okay. I know I mentioned last game. Oh, it's a loud crowd tonight.
It really is.
I mentioned last game that Coach Bernardi had been messing around, trying to find the right combination in the starting lineup. This looks to be the same as last game with Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Gleason. Obviously, AJ is a very aggressive player, and he often gets himself in foul trouble. So.
He does. But that's the thing you like about AJ. He's willing to go out there and scrap every night no matter what.
Yep. Your Owls are wearing their home whites tonight with black and red trim. Warren will be in their visitor blues with white trim.
Before we start here, I do have some keys to the game for the Owls. The first one is start quick. You know, a couple of these games the past couple of weeks, they started slow. They found themselves in a double-digit deficit early, and they couldn't really claw their way out. So the way you counter it, you get that you get yourself a double-digit lead. Counter it.
Yep.
Number two, get back on D. Like you said, you were down in Warren for the last time, and they really like to run on shots. So. When a shot goes up, make sure you have someone getting back on D, prevent a fast break.
I was in an elevated location when I was in Warren for the broadcast, and it looked like an NBA game.
and lastly, value each possession, because this very much could be a game that comes down to that final possession. So you want to make each one your best. And then lastly, play smart. Don't get into any foul trouble. No need to pick up fouls 65 feet away from your own basket.
Very good, Gavin. Thank you. We'll have Weinberg jumping against Barnes. And Weinberg wins the toss, or tip. Jake France across the timeline. Over to the wing, Brendan Warner. Warner dribbles around, top of the key. Warner penetrates Weinberg. Long jumper off the rim, rebounded by Warren. Warren outlet pass.
They are running.
Well, turned over by Warren. They got a little quicker than themselves there. Here comes Jake France all the way.
Oh, nice take by Jake. Jake went coast to coast, went through three Warren players by himself and laid it up with his right.
Nice. Very nice move by Jake. Well, the Owls with a little three-quarter pressure, and there goes Warren for the lay-in and a foul on Warner. That was Becker that took in the lay-in, and Brendan Warner with his first team or first foul and the first team foul. They've certainly shown their speed already.
Very much so. This is Barnes at the line, shooting the and one, and that one falls. So a three-point play there for Braylon Barnes and gives Warren an early 3-2 lead. And they're going to kick up the press here. But they leave A.J. Gleason all behind down low. He finds Franz, and it's 4-3. Nice, unselfish play there from A.J. Gleason.
Very nice sharing of the ball there. A.J. was waiting for the mail at the other end. There's Adam Ward. Adam Ward with the quick hands and the steal. Adam Ward brings it across the timeline. Over to France. France to Weinberg. Weinberg with a step. Lays it in.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Play. What a start for the Owls.
The Owls lead 6-3 in the early going with 6:47 to go in the first period.
Here comes Warren the other way, and we got a foul. I think they're going to get Jake with this one, possibly.
Adam
no,
Ward.
They got Wardy with it. That's going to be Wardy's first. It's going to be sideline out of bounds for Warren. And number three, Brady Burdine, is going to inbound it here. Tommy Nyquist drifts into the backcourt. That's where he goes. Nyquist brings it across the timeline. Looks like the Owls are in a little 2-3 zone here. Here's Ordaway. Ordaway over to Burdine. Burdine is stolen by Jake. Jake goes the other way. Ordaway closing in. Jake with the left, and he's fouled.
I'll tell you, it looks like Jake came to play tonight.
He really has. They're going to get Parks Ordaway with a block, and Jake's going to shoot two.
You doing it?
And first one from Jake is no good.
In and out. In and out.
Second from Jake here. Count it.
Well, that was for my buddy. It's for my buddy Spider, who's somewhere in the building listening here. Okay, the Owls are three-quarter pressure again. Warren takes it across the timeline. And it
almost a steal, but it somehow fell to number 23, and that's Barnes, and he has all five so far. You know, it looked like the Owls were going to get a turnover out of that.
It was an errant pass as the guy was going out of bounds, so there was two or three Owls. There's a
and AJ drifts down the court again. Two
more. Looks like they've really... Oh, my goodness. Steal by AJ. Over to France. Very quick game here, folks, at this point. There goes Jake. He drives, kicks it to Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg, long-range jumper off the back iron, rebounded by Warren. And there goes Warren running.
Oh, what a block by Chase Weinberg.
Nice block by Weinberg.
That was Braylon Barnes putting up a nice jumper, but Chase flew out of nowhere and swatted it out of bounds. It's going to be sideline out of bounds for Warren. And Nyquist is going to get the ball up top, finds Ordaway. Owls in the 2-3. Screen set on Jake. This is a corner three for Burdine. That is no good. That's Barnes with the rebound. Nyquist for three. No good. And Weinberg skies above everyone else. They're going to push it here. Jake. Jake tried to get it to Adam Moore, but that was stolen by Ordaway. Burdine, top of the key, finds Nyquist on the wing. Nyquist. Oh, what a pass. But it was blocked again.
Weinberg again on the block.
Warner turns it over. Here comes number 23, Barnes. Off to Ordaway, he's fouled. They're going to get chased with that one, I believe, and it's going to be two shots for Parker Ordaway.
Whoa.
Back and forth. Wow.
We have to catch our breath on that one, I guess. that is Chase's first and the team's third. Ordaway at the line for two.
Oh, touched every part of the rim and fell out.
So it's still 9-5. Your Owls lead with 5:04 to go in the first period.
Ordaway gets the second. Now Warren has their own press here, and the Owls seem to beat it every single time. Ward finds Gleason. Gleason working it down low. Jake had a three, but he couldn't handle the pass, and he drives in, and he's going to go for two. They're going to call that foul on Warren. It's going to be on number 10. That is Tommy Nyquist, and that is his first.
Team second. So Jake will be at the line for two.
Count it.
The Owls now lead 10-6, 4:54 to go in the first period.
Count it. 2-for-2 for Jake there, and the Owls get in the press again.
Jake France has an early 9 points in this game. He's feeling it tonight. There's a steal by France.
Jake going the other
way.
Almost laid it in.
Hard.
But now the Owls need to get back. They're going to get caught out here on the fast break. Ordaway, Nyquist, there's two. Wow. I mean, they go down there like a bolt of lightning.
They do. Okay, Gleason has it. Adam Ward near half court. Ward over to Warner. Warner to France. France gets a step, takes a three. It's short. Rebounded by Warren, and here they go. Heave it to the other end.
And they're going to get A.J. with a foul there.
They are going to get A.J., and that's going to be two shots for Warren again.
And this is going to be number 21 going to the line for Warren. That's Owen Becker. And we're going to have a few subs here checking in for the Owls.
Isaiah Fitton and Talon Reese coming in.
So here is the first from Becker. That one is up and no good. And coming out for the Owls is Adam Ward and A.J. Gleason. Getting some fresh legs in here as this game's been going back and forth and up and down.
Very fast. So we're currently 11-8 with Warren with another free throw.
And Becker's second is good.
Okay, France over to Fitton. Three-quarter pressure by Warren. France across the timeline. Top of the key to Talon Reese. Down to Weinberg. Lays it in. Nice assist. Nice lay-in by Weinberg.
Here we go with the press from the Owls again. It's a 1-2-2 they're running. And here comes Nyquist cutting down the middle. Oh, and he finds Barnes wide open for two. Nice pass there by Tommy Nyquist. And Jake turns it over. Parks Ordaway. Burdine up to Nyquist. And that's two more. And it's 13-13 just like that.
3 minutes and
And almost another steal, but Nyquist swatted that one out of bounds.
And here comes Lucas Johnson in for Brendan Warner. What a pace, Gavin. We didn't have 13 at halftime the other night. We got 3 minutes left in the first quarter. 13 apiece, folks. 3:29 to go. Here comes Jake. Lucas in the corner. Back to Jake up top. Jake over to Fitton. Fitton drives in, kicks out to Reese. Reese drives down. Oh.
And there's another steal.
Away and, stolen
and here
by
comes
Warren.
Burdine. Oh, and they're going to get Jake with a foul. It was kind of a late foul. Looked like they were going to say it was a clean block, but then when Burdine took three more steps, then they called the foul.
And that's our fifth team foul. Jake's the first one with two. So number three, Burdine at the line. And it's good. So Warren, well, they did lead 3-0 or 3-2 or something, but this they're back ahead 14-13.
That's good from Burdine.
The next one's good. Okay. Little three-quarter. Oh, bad pass by the Owls. Saved by Fitton. Now they better get across the line. There goes France across the timeline. Over to Johnson. Johnson with a little floater. It's in.
Nice job by Luke there. You know, he collected the pass. He had two options to the right, but no one was guarding him, so he just put the little teardrop up. Here comes Warren the other way. You know, the Owls are really speeding them up with this press as they don't know what to do, but then they do as they find that's number 23, Barnes, underneath, and he has nine quick ones.
Right. Here comes Lucas. He picks up his dribble off the fit, and they cross the timeline. Reese for three. A little long. Rebounded by Warren, and off and running. 10 drives down the lane and lays it in. Nyquist. Power move by Nyquist.
And John Benardi, Coach John Benardi, does want a timeout. Maybe just catch their breaths a little bit since this is a fast-paced game.
Huh?
And it's going to be a 30-second.
30-second timeout here with your Owls trailing 19-15. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. We're coming out of the timeout. Bradford possession. Lucas Johnson across, well, back to France across the timeline to Fitton. Right now you've got France, Fitton, Warner, Reese, Johnson. Warner or Weinberg in the corner. Lucas Johnson setting it up. Fast moving game. Jake from the corner for three, short. Rebounded by Warren, and there they go.
But Lucas gets a steal. Nice job by Luke to backtrack. He's going to bring it across here. He's going to drive to his left. Strong left. He goes up hard and he gets fouled. Good job by Luke.
I think that's going to be on Becker, 21. I think wrong.
He's going to give it to Burdine. So Luke's going to go to the line and shoot two here. Three dribbles. First one from him. Oh, rimmed out.
There's the theme of the night all the way around. Touched the entire rim again.
Here comes the second from Luke. Three dribbles, spins it. This one's up, and count it. Lucas has three tonight. He's been a nice little spark plug coming off the bench in this first quarter.
He has. He's really quick.
And look at this. Warren's bringing the ball over the timeline slow. That's the first time we've probably seen that tonight. And they get a steal. That's Isaiah Fitton. Here comes Lucas the other way. Lucas finds Fitton, but Nyquist gets a steal. And he looks up, and that's Barnes, and he gets two more. Wow. Barnes with 11 here in the first.
21-16, the Dragons lead over your Owls with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. There's the Owls across the timeline.
Another
turnover,
steal.
Another turnover, and another lay-in. That one's by Odaway.
Man, let me tell you, Tommy Nyquist is just picking off passes left and right.
23-16, your Owls trail.
So here's Lucas up top, finds Fitton. Talon in the corner. Lucas takes the shot, dribbles left, finds Chase up top. Chase dribbling it, trying to find someone. He finds Talon Reese on the right wing. Jake cuts down low. Nice pass by Talon. Oh, Jake had a tough angle there to put it up. He tried to put it off the glass just a little too much, and Tommy Nyquist comes down with it.
Here comes Warren. Looks like they may play for the last shot. There's 19 seconds left. No, none of that. They won't have none. Owls get the rebound, and here comes Talon Reese. 7 seconds.
And he got fouled. Good job there by Talon to drive to the hoop. That's going to be on number 21, Owen Becker.
And that foul's on the floor, so the Owls will inbound under their basket.
And we have two subs coming in for Warren, number 12, Anthony Arrett, and number 4, Jack Darling. They're going to give Becker and Ordaway a breather here with 5.2 left
France,
in the first.
Jake France to inbound, 5.2 seconds to go. There's Weinberg. Three dribbles to the center of the lane and a shot.
Ooh.
Off the rim.
Just short.
So we will get our stats gathered together here. Currently the Warren Dragons 23, your Bradford Owls 16. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick with Poor Gav and Igor back in the studio. Warren has possession coming into the second quarter here. They currently lead your Owls 23-16.
And, you know, the Owls still in this 2-3. Here's Nyquist up top. Finds Barnes. Barnes down low. That was number 4, Jack Darling. And Nyquist is going to launch a 3 from the top. That's no good. And Brendan Warner comes down with the board.
And throws it.
Oh, they call it tip.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I don't know about that one, but they called it.
Okay, the Owls retain possession. Jake France is going to inbound to Warner. Warren picks up the defense at half court. Here comes Jake across the timeline. Jake to Warner off his hand, and the Owls turn it over again.
It's just a tough pass there. You know, Jake was trying to find Brendan in the corner. He went one way. Jake was passing the other way, just went off his hands and out of bounds. And Warren back down the other way. Inside, Jack Darling, there's two. Darling gets his first two of the game. 25-16, Warren.
Jake France across the timeline. Over to Warner. Warner looking down low. He over to Weinberg. Weinberg's fouled. Had good position.
That foul is going to be on number 33 for Warren. That's Connor Hoffman.
Owls will be inbounding under their basket.
And number 0, Parks Ordway, is checking in for number 23, Braylon Barnes here for Warren. Barnes, quick note, has 11 points in that, had 11 points in that first quarter.
Okay, inbound to Adam Ward, who's checked in. Didn't even see him check in. Looks like he's in for Lucas Johnson. Here's Warner with a long jumper off the back iron.
Oh.
And it's off Bradford. Adam Ward was under there.
He was fighting hard for that one.
I always say something when Adam's under there hustling because everybody's taller than him. And he gets a lot of rebounds.
He really does. He's a scrapper out there for him. So Warren's going to break this 1-2-2 press again. Tommy Nyquist fires one to Ordaway. Ordaway up top. Connor Hoffman. Hoffman, a little dribble drive, pull up, and they are going to call a foul on the jumper.
On Weinberg.
Yeah. Looked like he might have just gotten to his landing zone there when Hoffman was coming down. Chase kind of just slid under him, preventing him from landing cleanly. So,
That's a second foul on Weinberg and the sixth team foul. So the Owls will be giving up the bonus on the next one.
And at the line for Warrens, number 33, Connor Hoffman. First one is good. That's Hoffman's first point of the game. And checking in for the Owls, number 3, Talon Reese. He's going to give Chase a quick rest here with two fouls. Hoffman second is up, and that one's no good, and AJ comes down to the board. AJ finds Jake over here on the right wing. Jake brings it across the timeline, finds Wardy in the corner. Wardy inside. AJ, one dribble, goes up with it, and he draws a foul. Good job by AJ. Took one hard power dribble, went up with it, and he's going to get a one and...
No
one and one. They're calling for one and one. The out of bounds underneath.
And since that is, yeah, they got that correct.
Yeah, since Warren does only have six fouls here.
AJ's still lining up for the on the foul line. There you go. It's into Warner. Out to Ward. AJ. Jake France back to AJ. AJ down low for Reese. Reese, couple dribbles under the basket. Out to Ward. Ward finds
pass
a cutting
by
France. France with a spin move and tries to pass it. Gets it back and puts a floater up and misses. Rebounded by Warren, and here they go.
Nyquist, Berdine. No good, and Warner, he has AJ leaking out, but Nyquist with another steal. Nyquist, corner, Ordway, pump fake for three. No good. And they're going to call foul on Warren here. It's going to go the other way, and it looks like Talon's going to be shooting a one-and-one for the Owls. That's going to be on number 4, Jack Darling. That's his first, team 7th.
I think that I'm not sure if Jake or Talon got fouled.
You're going to say Wardy did.
Had a Ward shot.
There's three guys in there.
So Adam Ward trying to get his first points of the matchup.
No good. Berdine comes down with the board. He's going to look to push, but Talon reaches with a steal. He has AJ with him. He goes to AJ. Two for AJ. Nice pass there by Talon, and AJ's layup hung on the rim for a few seconds before it fell down.
Very nice. 26-18. The Dragons lead by 8. 5:30 to go in the half. Owls back, set up their defense. Warren around the perimeter. Boy, they're
they're going to get Brendan Warner with a foul there. Just kind of reached in as that was Tommy Nyquist driving baseline.
That's Warner's second.
And that is team 7th.
So I think the ball touched all 5 Warren players in less than 3 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They pass it around rather quickly.
So the 1-1 here from Tommy Nyquist is no good. It's in and out as well. We've seen at least five free throws tonight go in and out. So Talon Reese has it. He brings it over the timeline. Reese looking for Jake. Jake's guarded well by Nyquist. He finds Warner up top. Warner over to Wardy. Wardy on the left wing. Ordway guarding him hard. Wardy drives down left. Here's Jake. Jake goes baseline. He finds Wardy. Warner for three. No good. It looked good, just
looked
short.
Good.
So here comes Warren running again. This is Parks Ordway. Kind of got away with the travel there, it looked like. But Nyquist for three. Book it. That's a 3 for Tommy Nyquist, and that gives him 7.
And Warren has built up to 11-point lead here with 4:42 to go. Warner to Reese. Reese looking down low. Sets up a play. Brings it out. Sets up a new play. Oh. Reese can't find anybody. Good defense by Warren. Warner in the corner. Warner. Okay, Warner draws a foul on
Berdine,
his second.
That's going to be the team's 8th. And Brent Warner is going to go to the line and shoot 1-1. And checking in for the Dragons is Becker and Barnes. And coming out for the Dragons is Arrett and Berdine.
Looks like they don't lose much in their top 7 there.
No.
They're just keeping the legs fresh on all of them.
So here's Warner. Book it. Count it, I should say, actually. That's a high percentage free throw shot there from Brendan Warner. He just kind of steps into it And here's the second one. And no good. That one rolled out.
You jinxed him,
Gav. Did. I really did. Shouldn't have said anything there.
Okay, 10-point lead for the Warren Dragons with 4:11 to go in the first half. Warren has the ball. Owls back in defense. Long three ball for Warren. In and out. Rebounded by Warren. Back into... Okay. The shot missed, and then a rebound by Becker, and then another shot and a foul on the Owls. That one's going to go against A.J. Gleason, his second.
That is the team's eighth, so it is going to be another. This should be two shots. It was a shooting foul. First one is good. That's number 21, Becker. He has two tonight. And checking in for the Owls is Isaiah Fittenden and Lucas Johnson. Coming out is Brendan Warner and Adam Ward. The second one here for Owen Becker is up, and that one is good. Warren extends the lead to 12. Here come the Owls the other way. Talon Reese on the left wing, drives left. Barnes cuts him off. He finds Lucas up top. Ordaway on Johnson here. Lucas drives hard right. He finds AJ. AJ at the free throw line. He needs to find someone. He does. He finds Lucas on the right wing here. Lucas drives right, finds AJ. AJ, one drive. Oh, AJ took a big hop.
I'll tell you what. You hear this sometimes. They're really letting them play, Gavin.
They really are. But AJ makes up for that and gets a steal the other way.
A lot of banging and pushing, and they're letting it all go. Here comes Lucas Johnson over to France. France into the corner. Nice pass to AJ, but then it goes a little far. Stolen by Warren, and off to the races.
Barnes, he leaves that one short. And that was Nyquist drives in and one. Jack Darling extended that play by getting the rebound. He found Nyquist up top. Nyquist drove hard to the right, laid it in with his right, and he got fouled. They're going to get number 24. That's Fitton. And so Nyquist is going to go to the line and shoot one. I'll tell you what, so far in this first half, I'd say Tommy Nyquist is the best player on this court for what he's doing defensively, and then now he's transitioning that to the offense.
Yeah, quite a player.
Nyquist's free throw is up and good.
He's got 12 points now in the game. Barnes decided not to score in the second period. Okay, Jake France with the ball. To Fitton in the corner. Fitton drives in. Medium range jumper. Oh, looked good, but it did hit the rim. Warren comes away with the board. And
Nyquist for three. No good. But a good rebound there by Becker, and he's going to go to the line and shoot two.
And that's another foul on Fitton. And that'll be the team's 10th. And here comes Greg Tyler checking into the game for your Bradford Owls.
Here's Becker at the line. That's good. That gives him 4 points tonight. And so Greg's checking in for AJ. Second here from Becker. Two dribbles. This one's up. And that one's long. But Barnes gets the rebound. Barnes up top. That's Hoffman. Hoffman drives in. Finds down low, and there's Becker putting in two more. That gives him six. And the Warren lead is now pushed out to 18 points. And Jake drives in.
Jump ball.
Jump ball, and it's going to be Al's possession.
Jake's trying to make something happen there. He got a step on the guy, but the defender caught back up and forced a jump ball.
So it is going to be out of bounds underneath for the Owls. Jake's going to inbound it. He finds Isaiah Fitton in the corner, up to Lucas on the left wing. Lucas looking for someone to get open for him. He's going to continue to dribble up top. He's still looking. Hoffman's in his grill. Lucas drives in. No good. That was a nice take by Lucas, but it just did not fall. And now here comes Tommy Nyquist the other way. Barnes. And Fitton tried to take a charge, but Barnes avoided it and laid it in.
Well, Barnes is on the scoreboard here in the second quarter, and the Dragons have opened up a 20-point lead, 39-19, 1:36 to go in the first half. Sitting top of the foul line. There's a long three for Jake. Good. Count it. Jake France with a three. That's his first points in the second quarter. Maybe they can get something going now.
So here we go. Warren the other way. Hoffman on the right wing. He finds Barnes. Barnes up top to Tommy Nyquist. Back over to Barnes. Down low, Darling. Inside, Becker. That's good. Man, Becker is really taking over this second quarter here. And looks like we're going to get a timeout, Warren. And it is going to be a 30-second.
With your score 41-22, the Warren Dragons lead. This is Bradford Isles Basketball on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to Bradford Isles Basketball. There's a retained possession by Bradford. Weinberg to Reese. Reese at the top of the key over to France. Right now, back to Weinberg for three off the back rim. Rebounded by Warren.
That was good hustle by Lucas Johnson trying to get in there and get a tip. But here comes Warren the other way. Nice save there by Becker. Nyquist outside. Barnes for three. That's long, and that one hits the stanchion above the hoop.
Okay, on the court for your Owls. Lucas Johnson, Jake France, Isaiah Fitton, Chase Weinberg, and Talon Reese. Hard to get a word in there, folks, with these kids running like crazy. Okay, so Reese has the ball down low to Fitton. Fitton back to Reese in the lane to Johnson, who drives in, kicks it back out to Reese, and back out to Jake up top. Jake France gets a step on his man, drives in, draws the foul.
Now they're going to get that foul on number two, Chase Sittler. It's going to be his first. It's going to be the team's ninth. And, oh, no, they're going to get it on 10, actually, which is Tommy Nyquist. So that's actually a big foul. That's going to be his second. So Jake is going to shoot two here. The first one is up, and count it. Here comes the second from Jake. That one is up, and that one's good as well. Jake has 12. Jake has half of Bradford's points right now, and here comes Tommy Nyquist. 3 seconds left on the clock. Barnes in the corner for three. No good. Put back is no good. Warren did have a put back there by Chase Sittler, but it did not fall. And as we head to halftime, your Bradford Owls trail 41-24.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring. Call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Childcare, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest, where your Bradford Owls currently trail the Warren Dragons 41-24 at the half. Very speedy first half, Gavin.
Very, very speedy. You know, you come in, I haven't seen Warren play this year. You have. You said coming in, they like to run, and boy, do they. I mean, that was just up and down. I mean, that first quarter, a total of 39 points scored in that first quarter.
And that's,
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Everything is an outlet pass. Everybody on the Warren team is running and running fast. Their practices must be interesting. So far for your Owls, Jake France is having a real nice game. He's got 12 points. And Chase Weinberg has 4, A.J. Gleason with 5, and Lucas Johnson with 3. It's speed. It's a lot of speed. The Owls' shots haven't been falling, and they've had some turnovers, and Ward takes advantage of everything.
I mean, the player of that first half just had to be Tommy Nyquist. I mean, he had to have at least 7 steals, maybe. He had 10 points, got a lot of rebounds. He just pushes that ball every time he gets it.
He may have had a double-double in the first half. So what do you got for Warren at halftime?
So I have 5 for Parks Ordway, 2 for Brady Burdine, 2 for Jack Darling, 10 for Tommy Nyquist, 8 for Owen Becker. And then I have 13 for Braylon Barnes, which 11 came in the first quarter alone, and then 1 for Connor Hoffman for a grand total of 41 points.
After seeing Warren the first time around a month ago or so, I was surprised to see their record is only 5-3. They do have a loss to Erie McDowell, and obviously that's Erie McDowell.
Yep.
That's a school three times their size.
And, you know, they went 0-2 in the DeServo tournament. I did get to catch the end of the Warren-Salamanca game, and, you know, Salamanca is a tough, tough team, and I believe Warren lost by maybe 3-4 points.
Okay. I would think that Warren's going to have a lot to say this year about who wins District 10 in their classification.
Absolutely. And you know, before the game, I had my 3 keys to the game. First one was start quick, in which the Owls did. That might have been the best first quarter they could have had all year. However, that second quarter they were outscored 18-8.
Yep.
So that kind of hurts. My second key was get back on defense. Tough to do that when you're playing Warren because they are fast. And then lastly, I value each possession and play smart. Some possessions they were kind of loose with the ball. Other times they had amazing ball movement, nice dribble drives and kicks.
Yep.
Then the play smart, I mean, they had, what, 10 first half fouls, 10, 11 first half fouls.
Yeah, yep.
So
nobody's in foul trouble.
Nope, that's a good
sign.
We
actually have 5 guys with 2 fouls. And Warren has 2 guys with 2 fouls.
Yep.
So we are going to kick it back to our sponsors and Igor at the station. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. We're about to get ready to the second half here. This is James Patrick with Poor Gaff, our producer Igor back in the studio. Your Bradford Owls currently trail 41-24 at the half. If you're just catching us now, Warren is speedy. Very, very speedy.
I was tired just calling the game.
I know. We couldn't, you know, you couldn't say much other than this is happening, this is happening. So, the Owls are going to take the court with, looks like Ward, Gleason, France, Warner, and Weinberg, the original starting five.
And Warren's going to put their original starting five out there as well. So it's Nyquist, Burdine, Becker, Barnes, and Ordaway. And here comes Warren with the ball early. This is Becker driving down on AJ. He finds Nyquist. AJ switches on Tommy Nyquist. Inside to Becker. A steal. And then Barnes steals it right back. Chase had the ball there for a second, but Barnes came in and ripped it away. So Warren retains the possession. Here comes Nyquist, dribble drive, and Chase gives him a hard foul.
That's going to be the third on Chase, first team foul. Quick hands there by the Owls, and then it was stolen away by Warren.
So Tommy Nyquist is going to go to the line here, up 17 for Warren. He had 10 first half points. So here's the first one from him. That one's good. Here it, and Nyquist is going to put the second one up here. Three dribbles, up, and good. So Tommy Nyquist now has 12, and here comes the Owls the other way. This is Chase Weinberg. Gets it over half court. Looking. He finds AJ. AJ's in a tough spot here, but he finds Jake, who finds Wardy. And no good. But Brendan Warner gets it back, puts it up, and he's fouled.
That's going to be on Burdine.
Yeah.
His third.
His third, yeah.
And it Warren's team's first.
Man, what a play that was by A.J. Gleason. He was trapped in the corner between half court and the sideline right by us. He whipped the pass to Jake Franz, who found Wardy down low, who missed. But Brendan was right there on the rebound, put it back up, got fouled, and the first one is good from him. So he will have another one, and this one is good. Count it. That gives Brendan Warner 3 points today. And here comes Warren. Here's Burdine up top. Burdine inside. Becker all alone. Oh, he missed the bunny. But he gets it back and one.
And that's going to be the fourth foul on Weinberg. And that's not good.
No.
That's four fouls on Weinberg. Two quick ones here with 1 minute gone in this third quarter.
Looks like Talon Reese is going to be checking in for him, and he is. Man, that's just that was a killer there. You know, Becker had an easy layup down there. He missed it. But then when he got the rebound, Chase came in a little too hard, got the foul, and Becker put it in. So it was an and one. Here's the free throw that follows, and that one's good. That gives Becker 11 points. Oh, and Jake is trying to get across half court. Talon was coming to him, but he kind of threw it over his head. And we're going to get a timeout here from Coach John Bernardi, as it has been a sloppy start to the second half of the Owls.
It has. They've been outscored 3-4-5, 5-2. We're going to keep it here this time.
Yeah.
So the foul trouble for Chase Weinberg is certainly going to hurt. He's an integral part of our down low
absolutely.
Operation.
And especially when you have Becker and Barnes for Warren.
Yeah.
They're two tall guys out there. And so now you're going to have a mismatch out there, either because you have AJ who's going to take the taller one. And then the next tallest on the court is Talon Reese. And, I mean, even then, yep. Barnes might be a little bit taller than him, but it's still a size advantage for Warren.
So you've got Gleason, Ward, France, Reese, and Warner for your Owls on the court. Here comes Warren across the timeline.
Here comes Warren. So this is Burdine. Burdine's going to go right down the middle. He finds Ordway. It was knocked away. Burdine inside. Becker, two more. Wow. Every time you think the Owls are going to get a steal, it just doesn't go their way. So Jake's going to have the ball here. A 1-2-2 press here from Warren. Jake beats the first three guys, finds AJ down low. AJ gives it back to Jake. Jake, wide open, teardrop, good.
Nice shot by France.
That's going to give Jake 14 for the night. And Tommy Nyquist is going to bring it back. Tommy Nyquist into Becker. To Burdine, over to Nyquist on the right wing. Becker working on Wardy. That is an absolute mismatch inside. But Ordway's going to launch the three instead. That one's no good. And Talon Reese gets the board. Jump ball. And that is going to be Al's ball.
That will be Al's possession.
So this will actually give Warren a chance to set up a press, it looks like, whether they're going man. And it looks like they are going man. Tommy Nyquist is playing center field, so nothing gets over top. Jake inbounds it to Talon Reese. Talon finds Wardy. Wardy dribbles down the left wing. Nice pass to A.J. Gleason.
Boy, that was a good. Beautiful pass. Beautiful pass.
A nice little left-handed push pass, bounce pass to A.J. Gleason underneath the hoop, and he lays it up. And maybe that can get the crowd going here for the Owls. It's an 18-point lead for Warren. Nyquist down the other way, lays it up. No good, and Warner gets the rebound. Here comes Reese. He has Jake with him. Jake going all the way. Finds Wardy. He has Jake open for three. Oh. No good. But Wardy gets the rebound. He finds Warner. Warner up top. And it looks like the Owls are going to reset here, as this is Talon Reese. Oh, tried to find Jake cutting inside, but it was knocked away by Parks Ordway. This is Tommy Nyquist going the other way, and what a pass that was to Becker. But Jake fouls him, and Becker's going to the line for two.
That's going to be Jake's third foul, the team's third. Lucas Johnson and Isaiah Fitton checking in here for the Owls momentarily.
So Becker is at the line. This is up and good from Becker. That gives him 14 points for the night. And he still has one more free throw to come. Becker's second. That one is no good. Nyquist tried to get the rebound, and they're going to call a foul here. It looks like they're going to get AJ, perhaps. And they are. So that gives AJ three fouls, I believe. Yeah.
It's the team's fourth foul.
So it is going to, Warren's going to retain possession. It's going to be out of bounds underneath. Nyquist is going to inbound it. Nyquist looking. He finds Barnes inside. Two more. Man, that gives Braylon Barnes 15 points for the night. And so here comes the man press from Warren. and it's going to be Isaiah Fitton. He's guarded by Becker. He picks up his dribble just before half court. He's in real trouble here now. And he fires it, but Nyquist deflects it out of bounds, and the Owls will have sidelines out of bounds. And Jake's going to inbound it here. Warren's really getting up into the Owls in the second half here. Brendan Warner. Jake, 4-3, no good. But A.J. Gleason with the rebound. A.J., up and under. He's fouled, and he's going to go to the line.
That foul's going to be on Becker. I think it's his first. That's a second team foul for Warren.
Second on Becker.
Okay, we thought one was on Becker earlier.
AJ's going to go to the line here, down by 21. It's 51-30, Warren. AJ's first off the front rim, no good. Here comes AJ's second. Now, if I'm 99% sure if he makes this, Owls are going to get in some sort of press. And count it. And no, they're actually going to drop back into a half-court defense. But they don't want to speed up Warren too much because they're fast. Nyquist finds Burdine up top. Burdine over to Barnes. Barnes looking for someone to get open. He finds Becker, guarded by Fitton. If Becker gets inside, that's going to be a mismatch as he has Isaiah Fitton on him. But it's a steal.
Quick hands by Lucas Johnson out to France. France on the run. Takes it all the way and fumbles it a little bit. Gains possession, gets it out to Warner. Back to France in the corner. France to Fitton. Fitton drives the lane, kicks it out to Lucas Johnson. Lucas drives in, spin move, and stolen away.
Here comes Becker the other way. AJ doesn't want to foul him, and he doesn't. So Becker gets two more. Man.
53-31, the Warren Dragons lead your Owls with 3:45 to go in the third quarter.
So here's Lucas up top getting pressured by Ordaway. He finds Brendan Warner on the left wing. He finds Isaiah Fitton in the corner. Burdine guarding Fitton. Fitton out to Warner. Warner dribbles inside, kicks it back out to Fitton. Now here's Jake up top. Nyquist guarding him. What a pass by Jake down low. Oh, and AJ put it up, but it was blocked. Here comes Warren the other way. They're running, and they're going to get a double dribble. Barnes is looking to pass. No one was open, so he put it back down on the floor, and they're going to call a double dribble.
The only thing that stops them is themselves right now. So it's 53-31. The Warren Dragons lead your Bradford Owls with 3:20 to go in the third. On the court for your Owls, you have Johnson, France, Fitton, Warner, and Gleason.
So here comes the Owls. Brendan Warner on the left wing. AJ sets a screen for him. Nice hedge there from Warren. Jake on the right wing. AJ open on the block. Couldn't get it to him. The amount of hands down there. But Jake, yes. Nifty lay-in. Jake drove to his left, laid it up with his right, and that gives him 16 points here, and the lead is now down to 20. Here comes Warren. That's Barnes. He lays it up, and wow. That one's good. What a play by Braylon Barnes.
Behind the back dribble, changed direction, and just left the defender laying there.
Yeah. That gives him 17 points tonight. So Warner thought about the three, didn't fly, let it fly, but Jake does, and that one's no good. That one's rebounded by number 12, Anthony Arrett. The other way they go. Ordaway did have Barnes underneath, but let him too much, and it will be Owls possession. 2:24 left in here in the third quarter. Your Owls trailed by 22 as it is 55-33, Warren Dragons.
Jake brings it across the timeline. Looks to the play, looks to Coach Bernardi for a play. To Warner in the wing. Warner, top of the key, Lucas. Fitton. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Warner. Warner takes the three, and it's short. Rebounded by France, who puts it up. Oh, almost gets it to go, and he gets fouled.
Nice play there by Jake.
That's going to be on Hoffman. That's his second and the team's third.
Jake looks like he's shaking up a little bit there foul.
He got hit pretty good.
Yeah, he did. He's going to shake it off, though. He's a tough kid. So Jake's going to shoot two here. First one's up, and count it. That gives Jake 17 here tonight. Here comes the second from Jake. That one is good as well. Count it. So it is a 20-point lead again for Warren. The Owls are having a little 3/4 pressure here as Lucas is guarding Hoffman. Parks Ordaway here for the Dragons. Over to Barnes. Barnes down low. Jack Darling. AJ up in him. Hoffman up top. Fitton now up at Hoffman. Drives. Kicks out Darling. That one's way long. And it's going to be Owls ball. Kind of looked like it went off Brendan Warner last.
Well,
but
I think it went through Warner's hands and hit the other guy in the head. So it's 55-35. The Dragons lead with 1:34 to go in the third.
So Jake's going to bring it across the timeline here. Set nice screen up top there by AJ and a great roll. But that was just great help defense by Warren. Brendan driving right, and they're going to get a foul. That's going to be on number 4, Jack Darling. It's going to be the team's 4th this half. And it looks like the Owls will have an out-of-bounds underneath. And it will be out-of-bounds underneath. Checking in now for Warren is Tommy Nyquist and Brady Burdine. That foul on Darling was his 2nd. So Jake inbounds it to AJ. Jake comes back to the corner. Brendan Warner couldn't find him, so it's over to Johnson. And that one's deflected out-of-bounds. So it's going to be out of bounds on the side here for the Owls. Brady Burdine is very lengthy, and he's guarding Lucas. But Lucas, nice pass to AJ. AJ underneath. He puts it up, and he's fouled. Good job by AJ, and a great pass by Lucas Johnson there to find him. So that's Warren's 5th team foul. That's on number 12, who is Anthony Arrett. That's his 1st. So AJ's going to be at the line shooting 2 here. First one's up from AJ, and that one's short. AJ has another. The 2nd here from AJ. 1 dribble up, and that one's off the side. And the Owls are going to retain it, as that was number 12. Anthony Arrett tried to get it, but it went off his hands. And the Owls will have an out-of-bounds underneath. So Jake's going to inbound it here. Nice little banana screen. He finds AJ on the opposite block. AJ tries to go for the bank. That's no good. And Warner gets the rebound up top. So the Owls look in here. Finds Lucas Johnson on the left wing. Lucas dribbles right. Screened by AJ. Lucas finds Brendan Warner on the right wing. AJ inside. He has Nyquist on him. He can use that to his advantage. Instead, he kicks out. Warner, dribble drive. Jumps in, and he's fouled. That's going to be on Jack Darling again. That's his 3rd foul, team's 6th. And Brendan Warner will be shooting too. So the 1st one from Brendan Warner is no good. The 2nd from Warner, and count it.
Count it.
So here comes Warren the other way. Tommy Nyquist, 42 seconds left here in the half. I would not be surprised if Warren holds for 1. We said that in the first half, and they put a shot up within 5 seconds. So here we go. Nyquist finds Hoffman up top. Hoffman, dribble drive, almost stolen away. Hoffman regains it. Finds Darling, but that one was stolen. Brendan Warner, 24 seconds left here in the 3rd. He finds Lucas. Lucas drives in, pump fake, lays it up, and they're going to get a travel on him.
He broke through 3 kids there, and they say he shuffled his foot along the way. Owls are going to put full court pressure on now. And Warren is going to break it.
Heck of a screen there at half court by Hoffman on Lucas Johnson. So Warren gets it back. 8 seconds left. Nyquist. He has Jake on him. Nyquist. Little shimmy at the top. Nyquist finds Darling down low. And they're going to get a block. It looked like Jake or... No, Isaiah Fitton tried to take a charge. They said he wasn't set. So it's going to be 3.5 seconds left. Out of bounds underneath for the Owls. That's Isaiah Fitton's 3rd foul. Sorry, out of bounds underneath for Warren. 3rd foul for Fitton. 5th team foul for the Owls. And Hoffman looks to inbound it. He finds Burdine up top. Burdine has 2 seconds. He did not know. He was not aware of that. Hoffman wasn't either. and they can't get a shot off in time.
Okay, so that's the end of our third quarter with the Warren Dragons 55 and your Bradford Owls 36. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back here to the Owl's Nest. We're about to start the fourth quarter with your Owls trailing the Warren Dragons 55-36. Warren's going to inbound.
So here's Tommy Nyquist. Chase getting up in pressure. Chase does have four fouls, so he has to be careful. Nyquist finds Becker in the corner. Up top to Nyquist. Over to Berdine. Berdine takes a dribble in. Nyquist for three. No good. And Becker gets the board. Becker guarded by Adam Ward. Chase switches to him. Berdine over on the left wing. And they're going to get AJ with a push on Jack Darling. So that's going to be the Owls' sixth team foul.
And that's four fouls on AJ.
So that puts AJ and Chase each with four fouls. So that could be an issue here. And the Owls, Warren inbounded up high. Brendan Warner almost came away with it, and Tommy Nyquist whips it out of bounds. So it will be Owls ball. Down 55-36, 7:33 left here in the fourth. Jake's going to inbound it to Brendan Warner. Warner back to Franz. Franz guarded by Nyquist as he crosses half court. Weinberg sets a screen. Jake going downhill. Jake lays it in. Tough lay-in by Jake Franz.
Nice.
That gives him 20 points tonight, but here comes Warren the other way. That's Becker, and that's two more for him. Wow. Just no answer for that transition offense.
No.
So Warner the other way for three.
And I think
we're going to get a 1-1 for the Owls. Looks like they got Warren with a push before the shot, and they did. That's on number 33, Connor Hoffman. I believe that is his third. No, it's fourth. I apologize. So A.J. Gleason will be shooting a 1-1 for the Owls. And that one's no good, and that one's rebounded by Brady Berdine. Tommy Nyquist the other way. He pushes it up to Braylon Barnes, and one for Barnes. And so that's just hurts for the Owls.
That's AJ's fifth foul. Yep. He's fouled out of the game, and the team's seventh foul. So, Isaiah Fitton's going to check into the game for A.J. Gleason. You're going to have Ward, Fitton, Weinberg, Warner, and France on the floor for your Owls.
So, Barnes will shoot one to finish off the three-point play here. And that one's long, and Warner gets the rebound.
Warner across the timeline, Fitton in the corner. Fitton out to Jake up top. Jake France, nice screen by Weinberg. Back to Weinberg. And Chase goes right to the basket and gets fouled by Berdine, his fourth. And the team's eighth. Weinberg will be at the line shooting two.
Yep. So here comes the first one.
There's Chase. First one's up. Count it. Three dribbles.
Count it.
So that makes it 59-40. The Owls are going to get up here. Chase. Oh, and then no one was looking. So that's it. The Owls catch a break. Owen Becker was wide open underneath. Nyquist whipped the pass down there, but he wasn't looking. He would have had two easy points there. So here we go.
59-40, the Dragons currently lead.
Yep, and so Fitton brings it across. He has Burdine on it. Fitton drives left. Dribble handoff with Wardy. Wardy, nice screen by Weinberg. But a great hedge there by, that was Becker. So Warner's going to set a screen on Franz. Jake's going downhill. Jumps into the guy. Lays it up. No good. No foul called either. Rebound, no good. And Chase, no good. He gets his own rebound. And now there's another foul. Great hustle by the Owls here. Jake got a rebound. Chase got two rebounds.
Three.
And then,
yep.
And then Chase got a foul. That's on number 21. That is Becker. That's his third. It's going to be the team's ninth. And Chase is going to shoot two.
Good hustle by Chase. Three boards down there for the Owls that time around. Count it.
So here comes the second from Weinberg. Down 59-41. Three dribbles. Up. Missed it right, but he runs down his own rebound. Finds Warner inside. Warner's in trouble. Finds Fitton up top. Fitton had the three, decided to not for it. He shoots the free throw jumper, and that one's good.
That's Fitton's first 2 points of the game. Nice jumper from the foul line.
And the lead is 16 now. So here comes Warner. Ooh, and they got to travel. Great pressure by the Owls here. 5 minutes and 52 seconds left. And Coach Burdine of Warren wants a full timeout. He is not pleased with how those last couple possessions have went.
So with the Warren Dragons leading 55-43, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Winter weather is here at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to check out a car, truck, or SUV with available all-wheel drive, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or come in and test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room, so you can be ready for any adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back here to the Owl's Nest. We're in between the... Oh, we have a timeout by Warren. We're halfway through about the fourth quarter. Warren leads 59-43. The Owls are making a little bit of a run here into what was like a 23-point lead, I believe, at one point. So Warren did not like the way things are going. 5:52 to go in the game.
Fitton's going to inbound it in his own backcourt. And they said Brendan Warner stepped out of bounds when he collected that pass, so the Owls give it right back to Warren. That's a killer there. You know, the Owls, they gathered some momentum, cut the lead to 16.
Yep.
Got a few turnovers on defense, but now Warren gets the ball right back. So Warren ball, Brady Burdine. The Owls are doing a little trap action here. And up here, nice snag here next to me by James Patrick.
I saved it before it broke my nose, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a heck of a catch.
And if those of you that know me, I don't need no broken nose. It's already big enough. So it went off the Owls. Warren is going to inbound.
Well, it did look like it came out on Warren. That's what Coach John Bernardi was asking. And so Burdine down the other way. He finds Nyquist for three up top. No good. And almost a rebound by the Owls. Parks Ordway gets it in the corner. Nyquist up top. Nyquist lobs it over. That's Barnes. Barnes on the right wing. Back to Nyquist up top. Nyquist dribbles to the right. Finds Barnes. Barnes dribbles baseline. Puts it up. That's good. Two more for Barnes. That gives him 21 points tonight. So Fitton brings it the other way. Adam Ward with it. Here's Franz up top. Nyquist playing a few steps off. Chase with a nice pick and roll there. Jake decides to not give it to him and finds Wardy in the corner. Wardy, he had Fitton down low on that nice cut, but it was a great defensive instinct there by Warren to have a kick ball there. So the ball stays with Bradford. Jake's in it, inbound it on the sideline. Whips one into Chase. Chase collects it. He dribbles it off his foot, but he clucks it again. And Berdine gets the steal. Berdine missed the layup, puts it back up, and that one's good. So that gives Berdine 4 points tonight. It is a 63-43 Warren Dragons lead against the Bradford Owls here with 4:35 left in the fourth quarter. Fitting on the right wing. Jabs a few times. Looking, and he finally uses his dribble. He finds Jake on the left wing. Nyquist guarding Jake. Jake dribbles in, fires it up, and he draws a foul. Nice job there by Jake Franz. Hands down, Bradford's best player tonight here. So he is going to go to the line.
Foul's going to be on Nyquist.
Number zero.
I think he did a 1-0, Mr. Nyquist. No, it is on zero. Ordway.
That's going to be his second. That's going to be the team's 10th. So Jake's going to shoot two. First one, count it.
Into the game for your Owls comes Talon Reese and Lucas Johnson for Brendan Warner and A.J. Ward, or Adam Ward, or A.J. Ward.
So Jake has one more here, down by 19. Jake's shot is up, and count it. So Warren's going to bring it across. The Owls in a little 1-2-2, 3/4 court pressure here. Chase extends over half court to try and cause a turnover, but a great pass by Berdine to Barnes, and that's two more for Braylon Barnes, which gives him 23 points tonight. So Jake brings it across the other way. Jake dribbles to his left, dribble handoff with Lucas Johnson. Johnson looking for Weinberg, got stolen by Parks Ordway. He's looking up to Becker. Good, nice hustle the other way by the Owls, and Braylon Barnes cleans it up. Starting to run out of room here for Braylon Barnes on the score sheet. Man, that's 25 points for him tonight.
And he did not score in the second quarter. Oh, he did have two.
He had two. And nice pass there by Jake Franz to Chase Weinberg underneath. That gives Chase 6 points tonight, I believe. So here comes Warren. Inside, Becker. Two more for Warren. Wow. I mean, they are just lightning quick getting that ball down the court. I mean, everyone runs, but now we're going to get a hockey line change here. So we're going to get five Warren players
in. I got 9 points for Weinberg.
Nine, okay. Chase, nice fadeaway. No good.
Tried to make it 11. And these guys know that their stubs are coming in.
Good steal by Jake, and he saves it to Talon Reese. Talon goes behind the back. Talon pushing in transition. Talon drives all the way to the right, scoops it up. No good. Brady Berdine coming the other way. And Coach Berdine of Warren's calling a 30-second timeout just to get his subs in.
With the Warren Dragons leading 69-47, this is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owls Nest. Greg Tyler is going to check in here for your Owls. So you're going to have Fitton, Tyler, Reese, Ward, and Johnson on the floor for your Owls. Currently trail 69-47 with 2:52 to go.
And for Warren, you're going to have Hoffman, Darling, number 5, Chrissy, number 2, Sittler, and number 12, Arrett into the game. A complete line change here. Hoffman on the right wing, dribbles in, finds Arrett. Arrett down low, and that was almost stolen by Greg Tyler. Arrett gets it back. He finds Sittler. And Sittler's is no good. And Adam Ward comes down with a rebound. Wardy.
Four Owls there for the rebound.
Wardy coming down the other way. He finds Fitton. Fitton jabs right, goes left. Fitton. Greg Tyler cutting. Throws it behind Tyler. Tyler collects the pass. He looks inside. He finds Talon Reese. Talon. Nice fadeaway jumper. No good. And Sittler gets the board. Here comes Sittler the other way. Finds Hoffman. Hoffman's going to slow it up here with 2 minutes remaining here in the game. Warren has a 22-point lead as it's 69-47. That is number 2, Sittler with it right now.
Stolen.
And it's stolen. Here comes Fitton the other way. Fitton drives to the right, kicks. Reese for three, no good. And Jack Darling's going to come down with the board for Warren. Here comes Settler the other way. Settler to the left. He finds Chrissy, and that one goes out of bounds. So it will be Owl's ball, 1:35 remaining.
69-47, the Dragons lead. Adam Ward's going to inbound to Fitton. Fitton's going to bring it across the timeline. Go to Greg Tyler in the corner. Greg drives to the hoop.
Oh, nice take by Greg Tyler.
There you go, Greg.
Heck of a play by Greg Tyler. Drove to his right, took the contact, laid it in.
Nice job. Greg was determined there to get two. He
really
doesn't get too many. So
no, and he's a tough player, too. He does the gritty work. You know, he's kind of an unsung hero on this team. Warren the other way. Fires up a three, no good. Sittler, rebound, kicks it back out. Greg almost gets a steal, and he does tip it away to Wardy. Wardy pulls it back out. Lucas on the left wing, drives right. Nice hesitation there by Lucas Johnson, and he gets the foul. Lucas kind of stopped halfway through, looked like he was going to pass, and then he got the Dragons player flat-footed.
Looks like
continued on.
Sittler?
And that will be Sittler. And so Lucas will shoot two with 52.2 seconds left.
Jesse Taylor coming into the game for your Owls, another senior.
Lucas's first, no good. And there is Jetty. He's coming in. He's going to give Adam Ward a breather there, and Wardy probably won't check in again tonight. But Wardy played another strong game.
We forgot to mention the JV game from earlier, Warren came away with a victory there, 35-32. Real nice game. The Owls had a three-pointer to tie it if they missed at the end.
And count it for Lucas on the second. That gives him 4 points tonight. Here comes Warren the other way. Sittler down low. Eric. Oh, and Greg thought he got a block, but he must have gotten him with the body. I'm not too sure about that one, and a lot of people in here aren't too sure about that one either.
So that's the first foul on Greg Tyler, the eighth team foul.
Yep. So Eric's going to go to the line. 41.6 seconds left. 69-50 lead for the Dragons. Eric's first one is up and good. Anthony Eric gets his first points of the game. Second one from Eric. One dribble. This one's up, and that one's long. And
Jesse Taylor with a rebound.
Good rebound there by Jesse, and a great outlet pass to Talon Reese. Jesse's really running the floor down there. He's getting in a good position. Nice screen by Jesse. Nice roll. Collects it. Jesse puts it up.
Oh.
No good. And so here comes Sittler for Warren, and they might just slow this down and dribble it out.
We're down to 20 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah, so it looks like Warren might just dribble this one out, or maybe not. Chrissy up top with it. Back and down. Fitton out top. Sittler for three. No good. Number 14, Aaron Dippold, got the rebound. 31 with it right now. That's Colbert. Colbert fires it at the buzzer, and that one's no good. And your final score here tonight at the Owl's Nest is 70-50 in favor of the Warren Dragons.
So we will compile some statistics and be back for the postgame show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Every single day, thousands of distressed cats are sitting alone in shelter cages, forced to endure the intense fear and loneliness of abandonment, as well as the risk of being euthanized. At Golden Puss Society, we are dedicated to the rescue of shelter cats and giving them all they need to be adopted into their forever homes. To find out more about our life-saving mission, go to goldenpawsociety.org. That's goldenpawsociety.org. Sponsored by Golden Puss Society.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the postgame show. This is James Patrick along with Gavin. Igor back in the studio. Tonight, your Bradford Owls were losers to the Warren Dragons. The final score was Warren 70 and your Bradford Owls 50. Your Owls were led tonight by Jake France. Real nice performance all around by Jake. He had 22 points. Chase Weinberg had 9. And A.J. Gleason had 7. Lucas Johnson with 4. Isaiah Fitton with 2. Greg Tyler had 2. Your Owls were just outran. We'll go with outran, Gavin.
Yeah, I mean, Warren, they got up and down.
Yep.
So for Warren, number 0, Parks Ordway had 5. Number 3, Brady Burdine had 4. Number 10, Tommy Nyquist had 14. Number 33, Connor Hoffman had 1. And the 1-2 punch of Owen Becker and Braylon Barnes inside combined for 45 points, as Becker had 20 and Barnes had 25, in which 11 came in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, totally dominant by Nyquist, Becker, and Barnes.
And when you told me, you know, this team really does like to run, they do. But I wasn't thinking the big guys were going to get up and down the court like that. I mean, wow.
It really did. Last game I had them, they looked like an NBA team, and they did it again tonight. They're constantly running as fast as they can, and they're good with the ball. So your Owls are losers tonight to Warren's. Final score, 70-50. We're going to be back on the air Wednesday night when the Owls take on the Kane Wolves right here at the Owls Nest. That'll be a 7:20 start time. You got anything else, Kevin?
See you Wednesday.
Okay, so
Cowboy hat night.
Final score, the Warren Dragons 70, your Bradford Owls 50. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Come on, man. It's Cowboy hat night. You always want an opportunity to wear your cowboy hat.